It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Gas and diesel prices are edging down ever so slightly after the Memorial Day weekend, but remain significantly higher than they were even just a month ago. That's according to AAA fuel prices data for Wisconsin.
Refinery issues here in the Midwest have intensified the disruption to oil supplies caused by the war in Iran, and prices are expected to remain elevated until the Strait of Hormuz reopens. That's a vital trading route for the world's oil supply.
In Wisconsin, the transportation industry has seen record-high diesel prices. In just a bit, we'll hear how the state's trucking industry is responding to that spike.
First, to find out where gas prices go from here, we turn to Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for the fuel tracking site Gas Buddy. Patrick, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Gas prices, they were steadily increasing over the last few months. Why did we start to see them come down just a bit heading into the Memorial Day weekend?
Well, we've seen a bit of a lull, thankfully, both in gasoline, which average prices in Wisconsin down 14 cents a gallon, and the price of diesel, which is now nearly 22 cents lower than where it was back on May 13 when it was record-setting at 588, diesel down to 568. A lot of the decline in both gasoline and diesel prices comes after President Trump hinted last week that the U.S. was working on negotiations with Iran. That caused oil prices to start dropping as more signs emerged that that was correct. There's been more drop in the price of oil on hopes that there would be an eventual deal. Now, this morning, after new attacks, the U.S. Making some self-defensive attacks, Iran now promising retaliation, the oil market's still a little bit split. Oil prices for Brent crude oil this morning back up $4 a barrel, signaling that the market is worried about the next few days of what this looks like. But WTI crude oil, which expires nearly 3 weeks later, down $2.50 a barrel to $94 a barrel. That is telling you that the market is conflicted, that there is risk, but overall, the amount of dialogue happening back and forth is promising. Now, what that does to gas prices is prices may continue to drift lower for now, but if by later this week or early next week, there still isn't a deal, and if there are new escalations, well, then gasoline prices may eventually go right back up. But right now, the market positioning for a downward drop in prices, the continued decline in prices, at least for now, as we navigate what comes next, whether there will be a deal to reopen the strait or whether that falters.
Okay, so there's the geopolitical forces at work in the markets. We did know heading into the Memorial weekend, AAA projected a record 39 million Americans traveling by car. Did this demand from drivers have any impact on the prices at the pump?
Well, we didn't really see a record-setting amount of gasoline consumption, and it's far below record levels. So, you know, I don't know what vehicles, you know, the poll surveyed, but at least from our look, gasoline demand was quite a bit below record-setting levels, which could tell you one of two things. Either motorists are starting to respond to the fact that gas prices are still $1.31 above last year, or that people that may have intended to hit the road maybe stayed a little closer to home. It's a little early as we continue to tabulate gasoline demand over the weekend. As these information trickles in, we'll be able to have a better insight into whether or not those numbers from AAA were accurate or if they were just hopeful.
So the closure of Strait of Hormuz, that has hampered the world's oil supply. But what has been happening with refineries in the Midwest that have caused prices to go up higher?
Well, as we saw over the last few weeks, Wisconsin's gas prices about a month ago in late April started to ratchet up significantly compared to the national average. And that was due to refinery issues that developed about a month ago. Wisconsin's average was about 367. And then refinery issues at the same time maintenance was happening pushed prices up considerably higher. In fact, one moment last week, 2 weeks ago, the statewide average reached 459. Thankfully, those refining issues have been sorted out for the most part, and that has allowed prices across the state to decline 25 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks. And that trend may continue, not only if oil prices continue to decline, but the refining issues have been sorted out, and that could create a little bit more downward momentum at the pump before we see what the next chapter may look like. And again, the next chapter is going to be more contingent on whether or not there is a deal with Iran to reopen the strait or not.
And when this next chapter comes, when the Strait of Hormuz eventually reopens and stays open, how quickly will we start to feel the relief on gas prices?
Well, given that we are already seeing some relief because of hopes of negotiations would be successful, the relief may either continue or it could abruptly shift. And what the price of oil does today generally will influence what you're paying at the pump in 2 to 3 days. Now, the difference here is that prices, if there is a clear reopening of the strait, would likely plunge rather quickly within a few days, or they would start declining. But it would take many, many months for gas prices to fall back to pre-war levels. In fact, it may take until 2027 to rebuild global oil inventories back to their pre-war levels. So some of those ultra-low sub-$3 prices may not reemerge until at some point and maybe as long as 2027 or beyond.
Patrick, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick DeHaan is head of petroleum analysis for the fuel tracking site GasBuddy. Now for a look at how these high prices at the pump are affecting the transportation industry, we have Dan Johnson, president of the Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association. It's a nonprofit trade association representing about 1,000 members in the state. Dan, welcome back.
Hi, good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm well. What is the level of panic or concern you're hearing from your members right now? What is it like out there?
Well, I think panic might be a bit of an overstatement. They're concerned. I mean, oil and gas prices affect the trucking industry just like they affect everybody else. But of course, in the trucking industry, it's a little bit more difficult to navigate some of the changes and some of the fluctuations in the market. There are opportunities and options that trucking companies can utilize either through fuel surcharges or negotiated contracts prior to any of these kind of fluctuations in oil prices. But, you know, they do have to make decisions. They have to make operational decisions. They have to look at different ways to navigate to find the most fuel efficient routes, perhaps. They do have to look at general costs of that are affecting their industry and their company from day to day and week to week. So there are a lot of things that they can do to sort of mitigate a lot of this. So I don't know that panic would be the right word, but they're concerned about this. We've been through this before about 5 years ago when diesel prices spiked near to where they are today. So it's not our first time through this, but definitely we would like to see some relief sooner rather than later.
How do higher diesel costs for the transportation industry, higher energy costs, how do they get passed down to the consumer?
I mean, it's basic economics. You know, the company, you know, they do pay these costs, or the shippers pay a little bit more with the fuel surcharges, and that is going to be passed along to the consumers in a couple of ways, either in a higher price that they pay for their goods, or perhaps there may be delays in getting those items shipped to them as they try to put a pause on their shipping operations and maybe wait things out, or again, just a straight increase to the consumer. So it's a complex situation, but at the same time, it's also pretty simple as to how the prices do get passed on. So we all feel it. We all have to make spending decisions as to, you know, what our consumer needs are going to be during the month. I mean, you know, we just came off of the Memorial Day weekend, which is like the traditional start of summer. So maybe people are thinking about what they're going to be doing for their summer travel, the kind of purchases that they're going to be making this summer as a part of those travel. I heard you mention, you know, maybe they're going to stay a little bit closer to home. That's certainly possible. While that may positively impact local economies, you know, nearby, those other economies, either statewide or in other parts of the country, might be feeling that impact.
How long can Wisconsin trucking companies continue to operate with rising diesel prices? Is there a breaking point?
You know, I don't know that there's necessarily a breaking point. There's obviously, we've seen spikes like this before after during the Ukraine-Russian war when that broke out a few years ago. They do have contingency plans in place to try to alleviate that, but I don't know that a sustained rise in diesel prices is going to be manageable, especially for our smaller trucking companies. The larger fleets, the mid-sized fleets, they can negotiate their contracts. They can add those fuel surcharges. They can get into fuel purchasing programs, which can lower the price at the pump. But the smaller operators, less than 10 power units, they're probably going to feel the impact a little bit greater because they're probably paying retail for diesel, if not close to retail. So they're probably feeling it the worst. And hopefully we get out of this within the next couple of 3 months.
You mentioned these fuel surcharges, trucking companies operating with fuel surcharge. So, their bottom line can stay relatively the same. How common is that, and why don't all companies do it that way?
Well, it is relatively common, like I mentioned, for the larger operators, the fleets that can negotiate with the fuel distributors. They're able to make those agreements between themselves. But again, the smaller operators, they quite frankly, they just don't have the fleet size to get into a large fleet program like that. If you have a couple, three trucks, or maybe five trucks, you may not be considered in that same universe for a fleet that could benefit from a fuel surcharge or some sort of negotiated contract. So, an owner operator with one truck, he or she is probably going to be paying close to retail price for diesel.
Do you anticipate any, with these smaller firms, would they go out of business at all? Would they merge with other small firms? Do you see any of those dynamics?
Well, you see those dynamics with a number of rising costs, whether it's labor, whether it's insurance, whether it's diesel. I mean, diesel fuel, it's 20 to 30% of their operating costs. So it's a significant part of their operating costs. And yeah, it's definitely going to affect them if they are paying that higher rate and they're not able to negotiate something. So it could definitely have a serious impact on their operations, perhaps with the freight recession and rising insurance costs. This might be the straw that breaks the camel's back for some of them. That's very, very possible.
And we're going to have to leave it there. Dan Johnson, president of the Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association, talking about rising diesel prices in the state.